Bosnian Serb warlord Ratko Mladic, handed life sentence for genocide, dies in prison aged 84. By Breitbart London on August 27, 2026. Belgrade, Serbia, AP, Ratko Mladic. The bullish Bosnian Serb general whose forces rained shells and snipers bullets on Sarajevo and carried out the worst massacre in Europe since World War II, has died while serving a life sentence for his crimes, UN officials said. He was 84. UN court officials said that Mladic died in a UN prison hospital in The Hague, Netherlands. A family member of Mladic, who spoke on condition of anonymity because of the sensitivity of the situation, confirmed the reports for the AP and said Mladic's son, Darko Mladic, was on the way to The Hague. The UN Tribunal for War Crimes committed during the wars in Yugoslavia in the 1990s sentenced Mladic to life in prison in 2017 in what was considered a key step toward bringing justice to the victims. He had been in custody since 2011 after many years on the run. The ruthless, blue-eyed former communist officer turned nationalist warlord was one of the most notorious figures of the conflict that left more than 100,000 people dead and over 1 million homeless. He commanded his troops to scorch the brains of the Bosnian Muslims and boasted of being a Serbian god. When the ethnic war in Bosnia started in 1992, Mladic became the commander of the Bosnian Serb troops and took control of large swaths of the country to form a Serb mini-state. Serbs under Mladic's control laid siege to the capital, Sarajevo, and other cities and villages, established concentration camps for detained non-Serb civilians and enemy soldiers, and systematically killed prisoners. In Sarajevo, Serb troops kept the city isolated while killing civilians with snipers. In 1995, Mladic's troops slaughtered more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, the only post-World War II case of genocide in Europe. But Mladic himself and his admirers among the Serbs have never repented. He was seen by many as a patriot fighting for the first pan-Serbian state. Defiant, Mladic acted bullishly during his trial and yelled at the judges when sentenced to life in prison. Munirisa Basic, from the Mothers of Srebrenica group, said she had mixed feelings about Mladic's death and deplored that Mladic's crimes are still being denied among many Bosnian Serbs. Today, a major war criminal died, the criminal of the Balkans, so Basic said. But while mothers of victims are still carrying the pain in our souls 31 years later, we are still listening to denials, we are still listening to how Ratko Mladic was a hero for the Serbs, she said. I'm sorry that he died and that he did not suffer for a little while longer. That he didn't wait for more and dream about the eyes of our children, she said. Residents of Pale, a Bosnian Serb stronghold just outside of Sarajevo, mourned Mladic. He was murdered there, in those dungeons, said Janko Seslija, a former Bosnian Serb soldier. I feel sorry for General Mladic, he was an honorable man, honorable soldier and commander. Mladic was born March 12, 1942, in the tiny Bosnian village of Bozanovici, in the hills 40 kilometers, 25 miles, south of Sarajevo. Like other protagonists in the Yugoslav conflict, he imbibed nationalism from his family's fate in World War II. His own father was killed by Croats. A communist-era officer, Mladic sided with the Serbs as Yugoslavia disintegrated in the war. Mladic first led a Serb insurgency in Croatia before taking over the Bosnian Serb army that was backed by Serbia and then-President Slobodan Milosevic, who also died in the custody of the Hague Court in 2006 while on trial for genocide. Mladic was known for his obsession with his nation's history. He saw Bosnia's war as a chance for revenge against the one-time 500-year-long Ottoman occupation of Serbia. He often referred to Bosnia's Muslims as Turks and boasted of revenge when his troops overran the protected UN enclave of Srebrenica in 1995. Carried away by Serb dominance and firepower and international ignorance, Mladic was convinced of his final victory. The time has come for revenge against Turks in these regions, Mladic said after taking over Srebrenica. A UN safe haven for Muslims, Srebrenica ended up overrun by Serbs who separated the men and boys, forced them to strip, killed them and bulldozed their bodies into mass graves in a brutal rampage that lasted for over a week. The Srebrenica survivors said one image forever will be imprinted in their minds, Mladic handing out candy to Muslim children who had been rounded up on the town square and reassuring them that everything would be all right, even patting one child on the head. Convinced of the power of his army, he used to tell his soldiers, "When I give you guarantees, it's as if they are given by God." To clear the way for his helicopter to land, he would tell air traffic controllers, "Here speaks Ratko Mladic, the Serbian god." Sarajevans still remember his commands to the Serb gunmen pounding the Bosnian capital in early 1992. He issued his orders through a military radio system, not bothering to scramble the signal, which was picked up and taped by the Sarajevo police. "Turn toward Velišić, there are no Serbs there." Sarajevans could hear Mladic ordering his artillery to pound the Sarajevo suburb. "Scorch their brains," he told his gunmen. Faced with the UN tribunal's genocide indictment, Mladic in 1996 began his fugitive years in Han Pijacak, a military compound in eastern Bosnia built for former Yugoslav communist leader Josip Broz Tito and designed to withstand a nuclear attack. With his wife, Bosa, Mladic settled down to imposed domesticity, passing the time caring for bees and goats. His 23 goats reputedly bore the names of foreign dignitaries he despised, such as Madeleine Albright, the former U.S. Secretary of State. Surrounded by security guards, he occasionally ventured out of the dense pine forest to mark events such as the anniversary of the Bosnian Serb Army and St. Vitus Day, a religious festival marking the 1389 Serb defeat by the Turks at Kosovo. When in the late 1990s his trail grew too hot in Bosnia, Mladic moved with family into a suburban villa in the Serbian capital, Belgrade. In Belgrade, he was seen attending his son's wedding. He showed up at soccer games, dined in plush restaurants and frequented elite cafes, refusing to give interviews and smiling quizzically when photographed. When Milosevic was ousted from power in October 2000, and Yugoslavia's new pro-democracy authorities signaled they might hand Mladic over to the tribunal, tabloids reported that he had left Belgrade for Bosnia. But true to his style, Mladic countered those rumors and others that said he was terminally ill in Belgrade. Before going underground in 2002, he was repeatedly seen in public, sometimes with his guards and sometimes alone, driving a boxy Yugo car on the streets of the capital. He completely disappeared from public view in 2008 and was finally arrested in May 2011 in a village near Belgrade where he was hiding in a relative's modest house. In court in The Hague, a frail-looking old man was far from an image of Mladic from the war days. But his unrepentant nature and defiance were intact. "Everything you said is pure lies. Shame on you," he yelled at the UN judges when they handed down the conviction. Already in poor health upon arrest in 2011, Mladic is believed to have suffered multiple strokes during his years on the run and was hospitalized on several occasions while in custody. Elizabeth Evanson, International Justice Director at Human Rights Watch, said Mladic's death was a reminder of the ongoing need for justice, truth, and reparations in the Western Balkans. "Full accountability for such terrible crimes, in Bosnia and elsewhere, demands commitment by governments to justice, even decades after the events themselves," she said in a statement.